This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Terry Dreher, CEO of North Shore Patient Advocates, that specializes in complex multi-system health management, positive collaboration, and provision of premium health referrals. Terry, certainly a privilege to have you with us this morning on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It's my pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure is ours as well. So tell me, what exactly is professional health advocacy, and why would someone hire their own private advocate?
Great question. Private professional patient advocacy is the fastest growing nursing specialty right now. And basically, the field has come about and grown very quickly over the past 5 to 10 years because of the increasing complexity that most people are finding navigating healthcare crises, both in the hospital and out of the hospital. There just are so many choices today, and people are lost, confused, frustrated. And of course, the Affordable Care Act has changed a lot about how we deal with hospitals and insurance companies, and some people just can't keep up with all the changes.
I certainly agree with that. What current trends in healthcare are making people so frustrated or confused about the hospital experience?
Well, just the differing amounts of coverage. The Affordable Care Act, people had expectations that insurance premiums would go down, and that really, we haven't seen that. What has basically happened is insurance companies and hospitals and living facilities, long-term care facilities, have been dancing as fast as they can to recoup some of the loss. The goal, of course, is to improve the quality of health care, but we're in kind of a quickly changing field right now, and the pendulum is swinging back and forth wildly, but hospitals are getting decreased reimbursement. Physicians are getting decreased reimbursement. Older people are having trouble finding doctors that will, in fact, take on Medicare clients, and all of the supplemental plans to Medicare are changing. There are just a lot of changes in the world of acute health care, chronic health care, and the insurance industry that's baffling a lot of people. It's hard for us to keep up with all the current changes, honestly.
Can you describe a typical patient who would benefit from your services?
Sure. We have a wide variety of different clients. We call them clients rather than patients because our company is a consulting firm. We have people working in our company as professional advocates that have specialized training. They're nurses, social workers, people that have years and years of clinical experience that are not only very good at what they do, but also street smart about how hospitals work, how insurance companies work. And we can usually navigate things that are just frustrating or confusing. We had a client recently. His family contacted us because he had been in the hospital or nursing homes for about a year. He had a tragic fall and got a fracture of his spine and was quadriplegic. And one thing happened after another: hospital-acquired infections, nursing home infections, complications, bed sores, multiple bouts of pneumonia. And the family just saw him drifting away. He was getting sicker and sicker as the months went on. And they contacted us rather desperately because they were getting frustrated with the fact that the insurance company was moving him around from one facility to another. And every time he went into the hospital, something bad happened. They contacted us. We got him out of the hospital within 6 weeks. We got the insurance company to pay for things that the family was unable to get them to pay for. I'm an ICU nurse by trade, and so after 38 years in intensive care and some experience in the private sector too, I know what people need to maintain optimal health status at home. And so we were able to get him home with quality care providers, skilled nursing that could handle his complex wound management, and we got an ICU bed, a continual rotation ICU bed delivered to his home. Actually, the bed cost $48,000, and that's something that we appealed to the insurance company for because they were spending exorbitant amounts of money keeping him in facilities, and he kept having one medical error and complication after another. So they were able to see the benefit, cost savings, and in terms of quality of life. And I have to say that the family has told us over and over again, they just wish that we had come on board 8 months earlier when he got out of a neurological rehab hospital up here in Chicago. And the patient himself, our client himself, is so happy. He's just so much more calm. He's so grateful. His wounds are healing. His nutritional status is better. And he's being surrounded by people that know him intimately. They care for him with a high quality of care, and his skilled nursing company is just excellent. So we stay in close contact with everybody and do some really complex care management on this case. But I look at this man and think, wow, we're saving people's lives in the community like I did in intensive care for 38 years. So it's a very, very exciting field to be in.
I would say so. That is absolutely tremendous today. We are with Terry Dreher, CEO of North Shore Patient Advocates, that specializes in complex multi-system health management, positive collaboration, and provision of premium health referrals here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How would you describe the difference between a private professional healthcare advocate and, say, a geriatric care manager?
Well, most geriatric care managers don't have clinical experience in the same way that nurses, mid-level practitioners, ICU nurses such as ourselves. We have experience based on years and years of being at the patient's bedside. Most geriatric care managers, honestly, are social workers. They don't know how to do physical assessment. They're not used to calling doctors with changes in clinical assessment and receiving orders for changes of medication, et cetera, that will keep people out of the hospital. Geriatric care managers do a lot of what we do, but we add an extra layer on top of that. We treat the patient, our clients, like their family members, and we are very, very attentive. We listen to lungs. We assess vital signs. We call up doctors. We send pictures of changes in wounds to the physicians, and we talk to them as medical colleagues. Most doctors are well aware that a really good ICU nurse or mid-level care practitioner will save them a lot of time and help add an extra layer of safety and protection to patient care. And so doctors really like working with us. And quite frankly, most hospitals really like working with us too, because we reduce medical error, we keep people safe, and if there's any problem at all with the patient's care, we report it immediately to the risk management department of the hospital. So that helps avoid the hospital getting in trouble when things start to go wrong too. So when I first got into this, I thought we were all 100% about the patient, but we're finding that we benefit insurance companies, hospitals, patients' families certainly love the extra layer of observation and protection that we value. We help doctors. We help a lot of different people involved in patient care. And today, that's what it's all about in terms of keeping people out of the hospital and reducing hospital readmissions. It's all about having community resources that can add an extra layer of really concierge service to the patient care model. And that's what we do best.
Lastly, can you give us one or two tips on how to prevent problems when going into the hospital for a procedure?
Sure. The number one thing that I would do is just scan the horizon for infection control issues. Right now, there are a lot of hospital-acquired infections going on, in hospital. So you want to make sure that any physician, any care provider that touches you or your family member has used the antiseptic foam before they have any contact with you. Their stethoscopes are wiped off with alcohol. And secondly, but probably just as important, I would say that positive collaborative communication with your healthcare providers is very, very important. When family members get really emotional and upset about things, it's like they put a steel barrier between them and their care providers, and that is not in the patient's best interest. So I think really positive collaborative relationship development is very important. Doctors and nurses are working very hard in the hospital right now, and like any kind of good customer service, you want people that are delivering important care to you to feel warm and fuzzy about you and want to give the best possible care and spend time answering all of your questions. So I think it's really, really important to have questions written down. Be careful with your time with busy physicians, and just be positive in all your communication.
Well, it certainly is pleasing and good to know that there's someone like your company out there who we can turn to when the need arises, and really good to have had you today. Where can our listeners get more information and find North Shore Patient Advocates online?
Thank you, Eric. Our website is www.northshorern.com. Anyone can contact us by leaving questions for us. We'll be happy to get back to them within a few hours at the most. And just go ahead and Google us. We're in the Chicagoland area. We see clients from the southern suburbs of Chicago all the way up north to the Wisconsin border and out west. And we just love making a difference in patients' lives.
Well, Terry, thanks so much for what you're doing. And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. I enjoyed being here today very much.
And we did as well. Thanks so much for the info. We've been speaking with Terry Dreher, CEO of North Shore Patient Advocates, that specializes in complex multi-system health management, positive collaboration, and provision of premium health referrals. And once again, the website of reference for more information and for contact is NorthShoreRN.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.